Well, this is Friday morning again on January 1st. I'm going to be doing a series of updates this morning because the situation on the variants is evolving very quickly, and there is misinformation in the media are creating confusion and in some cases a false sense of security. I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail on the general situation other than to say the two variants that are on the map are the variant from the UK, which has three deletions in the spike gene, as well as seven other non-synonymous changes in the spike gene, which include the position at 614 that was involved with the definition of the Italian strain or the G clade, or with the extra mutations, the GH clade or the GR clade. But essentially that particular clade is now taken over the world, and in virtually all sequences that are from recent collections will have that D614G change. That's one of the changes in the variants that have been focused upon. The other change that's in common in the UK variant, as well as the South African variant, is at position 501, and that's an N changing to a Y, and that's the reason the South African variant is also abbreviated 501.V2, because it's actually the variant number 2 group following the UK one. And then there are other mutations. I'll talk about those in detail because they're coming into play both from the standpoint of variants named in the media, like the Nigerian variant, which has the Italian change, which is everywhere. And it has one additional spike gene change, which is P681H, which is by the cleavage site. That change is very widespread. And so there were two sequences in Nigeria. I think there might be a third. But I'm not considering it a variant yet, because it just has that one change. And that one change is very widespread. In New York alone, there are, I think it's now up to over 100 isolates that have that change. In Hawaii, almost all of the sequences have that change. But I don't think that's sufficient to create, to call it a variant. If you use that as the definition, then all of the UK variants would fall under that definition, because they all have that change at position 681. And in fact, there are two changes that are out there in position 681. The H, which is in Nigeria, and the UK clade. And then there's also an R, so it's P681R. And this position is right next to the polybasic cleavage site. The basic amino acids are R and K. R is arginine and K is lysine. And the change of P to R actually makes the polybasic cleavage site have one additional polybasic amino acid, and it's right next to the two other ones. So it goes from three out of four positions to four out of five positions, including three in a row. So anyway, this is getting in too much detail. I'll I'll go through that in another update. The reason I'm adding this one is to give an update on the two sequences from Brazil. Those were in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and more information has become available on those two. I had originally said that they were missing the three deletions in the spike gene, and that was based on the summary that's put up at GSAD that had the seven non-synonymous changes listed, but did not list the three deletions. I believe that that was probably due to the fact that these sequences had some regions that were not fully defined. They just had nucleotide and N listed because they needed to do a little bit more sequencing work. And whether that affected the program or not, I don't know. But I went back and looked at the sequences, and both sequences from Brazil have all three deletions in the spike gene, even though they're not listed in the summary. They are listed in the they are present in the actual sequence. And then this detail on these two isolates does indicate that they were identified by the S dropout, which is what happens when the three PCR tests results are analyzed. They give a strong positive for the N gene and a strong positive for the ORF1AB gene, but they give a negative for the spike gene. That's because the probe, the primer, is in the region that's deleted at in the six nucleotide deletion encoding position 69 and 70 in the protein. And they give a negative signal because there's no sequence to bind to. That is a convenient anomaly that is being used now to identify candidates that have a deletion at position 69 and 70. There are quite a few in Europe that have that, but they do not have the change of position 501. And that's in part because, if you recall, there were the outbreaks at mink farms, and those sequences did have the 6970 deletion, as well as one other receptor binding domain change. And actually, there were a couple different ones that were circulating. And those sequences are present in humans, particularly in Europe. So a lot of the sequences out of Europe do have the 6970 deletion, but they do not have the change of position 501. And actually, a lot of them don't have a whole lot other than one additional receptor binding domain change. But in the U.S., that is very rare. Generally, if that deletion is present, it is the variant. And that was used to identify the case in the index case in Colorado. It's also used to identify the second National Guardsman's sequence isn't public yet, but the description is. And then it was used to identify the four cases in San Diego, one of which, the index case, has been published. The other three that have been added hasn't been published yet, but all three had the S dropout. And it's almost certain that the wife of the index case, who is symptomatic, will also give that profile and will end up representing at least five cases in San Diego. For now, I'm not adding these to the map until they're published. I don't know. I may change it if there's a lot of detail like there is in San Diego and Colorado, where there's little doubt that the second National Guardsman in Colorado and the wife of the index case in San Diego and the three that have already been cited in the media, but the sequence has been made public, will all end up being confirmed as the UK variant. Getting back to Brazil, the additional detail indicates that phylogenetic analysis indicated that these two sequences were represent independent introductions. So there's two different introductions of the UK variant in São Paulo. One of them does have a contact. The contact was traveling in Italy and the UK and has been PCR positive. So there's a reasonable chance that there'll be another sequence coming out from the contact. But the second case did not have any known contact or reported contacts. And so that looks like it's community transmission. Like I say, it's an independent introduction based upon how it looks on a phylogenetic tree. I've linked that tree to the description of the two under the sequencing thread. These are coming in fast and furious, so they're not all complete and they're not all well placed on the various threads, but that is really the update there. So it's likely more will be showing up in Brazil. It's likely that more sequences will be showing up, and these will all be the UK variant, which is also being called now B1.1.7. It's probably going to have several different names, but that's where we are with Brazil. I'll follow up with a San Diego update.